With his political position born out of a 2014 coup, Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is now facing more opposition as he enters the last 18 months of his elected term. This discontent stoked by accusations that his administration bungled a delayed vaccine rollout and failed to contain the country's most severe COVID-19 wave that started in April. The simmering pro-reform movement that took root before the pandemic has returned in force. But now protesters are more focused on ousting the prime minister. Earlier this month, Prayut faced his third no-confidence vote. He passed easily.
So he's using that.
But for the first time, there are a handful of defectors in his own political party.
He realizes now that if he doesn't allow more input from others who are actually supporting his power, it could become a problem. And this time you could clearly see that he was not that, you know, eased like many central debates that we had before. This time it was really shaken.
While the number of defectors within the prime minister's party are small, they still send a signal. But there's no question that the number of protesters is rapidly growing, including some who used to support the prime minister.
Thanat Thanakit Amnawai was part of the political movement that led to the coup that catapulted Prayut into power 7 years ago. But he's now part of the street protest seeking to kick the PM out of office. He was blinded in one eye during a protest.
I'm more than 100% certain that people's will for true democracy has never been stronger. And also, to really serve the people, you really have to listen to all the voices.
But with a post-coup constitution written to give the former general and his ruling Palang Pracharat party a strong advantage in parliament, most allies are confident his rule and majority control will stay in place until the next general election in early 2023.
There was some issue before the recent censor debate. Some MPs were not happy about the situation, but the leader of the party, General Prayut Wongsuwan, managed to solve the issue, and everyone will follow the party's guidelines.
The PM says he won't resign, and it appears that more protests on the streets and even from his own party will have little impact. It seems the main pressure he's concerned with is from the palace, where, for now, he has the king's support. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.